the root cause of the problem is because the army is divided along tribal line. And if you look at the, even when the conflict started in 2013, is the two community who were separating each other within the army. The same thing happened in 2016. Machar was having his troop, majority of Umar, one from his community, Salva Kiir, presidential bodyguard, guards, also majority of Umar from his community. So, and the two communities did not reconcile. So people are moving around with guns in Juba. And it's one community on the other side. Yeah. So that was the whole, the root cause of the problem during when the two could not work together in 2016.
Is the oil part of all this? Is it who controls the oil?
Yeah, that was actually is one of the contested area, the oil fields, which is actually most of the oil field are both Dinka and the Nuer, the two community who are fighting, who are the loyal to the two leader. So you see, in most cases, you find out that most oil fields, most oil wells that are in areas mainly inhabited by the Nuer have been closed down because on the ground they have too much, there has been too much fight in those areas. You see oil fields that are located in Dinka land that are more of loyal to the government, they are operating.
The Sudanese to the north have become involved because they do the oil refining for these oil wells, do they?
Yeah, of course, Sudanese now, they are facing, the Sudan government is facing a lot of economic setback because the financier, which was used to be Middle East, are no longer giving them enough money. So they have to make up their mind, where should they survive? Most oil fields in South Sudan have been closed down. So what do? They think that the economic livelihood will depend on South Sudan. And for you to do that, you have to make sure that you bring peace, you bring the warring party together.
With the people on the streets celebrating, everybody seems to believe that this is going to work. What was offered to Mr. Machar and the rebels? Why are they agreeing to this deal?
Machar has been confined in South Africa for a reason known to him, and which people are not talking about, but what we are getting that they keep him there so that they thought that the fighting stability may return, but that was the opposite. So now they give him back his position as the first vice president. That is very powerful, the second man in the country, and him getting back that position to him is another way of coming back to the government with all his forces, with all his supporters. And once stability return, also stability will return to most of the area. So if stability return, it means going back to your home area, going back to cultivation, living a decent life where you will be able now to take your children to school, to live a peaceful life where you will not be running.